happened and maybe I stop here. The Gemara Shavuos is talking about when the Kapparim was. So the Gemara says, according to the Rebbe, what's it called? According to the Rebbe, that the Yemek Yivu Mechafe, Abish, Gamma Shem Shovim, it's Chorus, like this. So we'll go from the beginning, actually. Chorus, the Yemek Yivu Mechafe, last night, Alam Alam Shachas Lach Gain Dover, but really, you'll miss. Bilal, you'll miss. I mean, since the Yom is probably not Lila the whole days, so he did either Mlocha or he ate. Bilal Yom Kippurim, he died before Amud HaShachar, so he's Chayv Kores. That's Kores. He could Kores Yom Kippurim. Shem Chabe El Yom Zodash, he could see Kiv El Yom Ezei Chabe Elech. Then he goes, says, El Eim El Kores Di Yimoma, L'Rebi Lashley. The Rashi says, "Behedik siv kores di momel siv bein bin lebein b'mlocha be'etzem ayom ezeh." And Rashi, "Be'etzem b'ashes" means by day, not by night. So what do you have? What shayach? How do you have kores di momel? So the Gemara says, "Ochal umtzovachan ki yomis." He choked on his food. But Rashi, "Shaloi over all of rego min hayom v'achar ve'osay." Because Rashi, when the Gemara he holds that if over all of rego min hayom. That's what happened. So Pascha and Rashi, each ragged, when you come into the heart. Right, then in Nami, the Moloch, some of the Gizaham. He did Moloch leaving him Kibbutz. Christ is being the Moloch of the Sefta, the end of Yuma. Yem Kippur, Matzah Techshach. Chemed is a mishleach shachab in miyad when it's so it's mechaber the video or whatever it's mechaber. Yem kibur matzah techshach. So if yem kibur is mechaber matzah techshach, so the against the gemara here, so what do you do? Since rather than saying it's machleik between the gemara and the tzav, which I don't want to say, his answer is what the nokat techankei umtzalav davke. Who did the mess by Yom? Well, I've got the Musa Nocta. It means he didn't, which passes, the passes of the Tosfos, Im Chashecha means which point of Yom Kippur is Mechaber, the last minute of Yom Kippur is Mechaber. That's the Techshach. That's the passes of Tosfos. So mainly, it wasn't Zeichet in the Kapore, or Yom Kippur is Mechaber, that's the Techshach. So if he died before then, he's Chayim Kores. But Mashenken, if he survived, of course, so it's not true that theoretically he wasn't lived there from Kores for a few hours. But once he survived until Shkia, until Tzedek Chovim, then he was in this copy of the Kores. So that's the whole something in the Gemara. If somebody survived until Yom Kippurim, if somebody survived Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim is Mechaber, so there's no Kores the moment. So let's make it perfectly clear. What did we mean? Somebody ate chaylev a month before Yom Kippur, Chas v'Shalom, and he survived Yom Kippur. Also, that course goes off. It's wiped away with Yom Kippur, right? Elamai, the heichem is kachas not a shver. Heichem is kachas not. The Gemara is very simple. If he died between the consumption of the chaylev and Yom Kippur, but here on Yom Kippur, how do you have heichem is kachas not? That's the portion. That's the pshat the Gemara. And those are two malchim. Actually, the ones the Gemara kapshut the mamish, the korveg the mechaber. So it's one the most loved davke. But the Seif HaYom is Mechaber. Im Chashecho is Mechaber. Pashas means the Kavar comes as a bis Seif HaYom. That's the Pashas of Tosfos.
Does the Gemara
say
before somewhere, according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is also Mechaber for Kares? Right here. Saying Rebbe Shita Pashas, don't just see Rebbe Yavanas, Rebbe holds you don't need Shuvah.
Yom Kippur is Mechaber, so it's Pantasim and Kores. Pantasim.
The
Yeah. 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 Why? Somebody eats chel on Yom Kippurim. So that chel is not mechaber mechaber.
If he's eating chel, why isn't that considered echta Yom Kippur mechaber? Why isn't that like, I mean, he's eating chel on Yom Kippur, isn't that?
No, that was the kasha we said yesterday. That was the kasha. The Gemara could have been instead of saying chanki umiz, could have been in the terrace. He said echta Yom Kippur mechaber. If he said echta Yom Kippur mechaber, then I'm not asking, then Yom Kippur is not mechaber, like the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, and foolish that I feel very smart.
He's automatic.
Master, this time I was mentioning already. With Shuvah, so everybody's asking that Shuvah takes off Kores. They go, that's everyone not, because they give me down. Well, let me know, because the most of Shuvah versus the Malum Echum Lahan. Call the Shuvah. Kores can be taken off with Shuvah. They go, what's that? Well, can't be back without Shuvah, that's what I'm asking. Okay, now the Maise, the Ito has the third sheet. That's how I brought down the Chazan Chakra. The Ito here in Chesem Kippurim. Yeah, Kasim Bishmuz, he brings down Chayim Besomim Yom Kippurim Shasot. Besomim Mechapim Miyad Yom Kippurim Ein Mechap Asha Techshach Klamer Ein Oy Mashlim HaKaporo Mikol Vo Kol Asha Techshach Avo Mechap Hu Kol Hayoim. So these are the Kosev HaShlishim. So both are true. Asha Techshach and the Gemara Chankei Umso Vemis is true because the kaparet and gibur happens in a piecemeal oifen. Mechabe kol hayom. Kol hayom is every single of days mechabe. The entire day from beginning to end is mechabe. But the gemar kaparet is besayf. In contrast to the Sama Shaleach, which the Sama Shaleach was mechabe l'gamri. He says, he brings the raya. The late time of the kasha, the kasin and hosem, the chanke, umso b'mis. What is raya? It's raya toys kasha. It knows what he wants. Toys kasha. That Taisus, because Taisus had the Lashon Gemara deceptive Mechabit Yatsu Tashach, so he had to say that Chanke B'mis is not Davke. But Mechabit right away, the Yidu says no. The Kabbalah begins immediately. So Vaisa says, what's the status of somebody that will eat and then die an hour later? It's Nifta Alubi, we don't know what does it mean Nifta Alubi, and Lu Kabbalah, we don't know. But Kabbalah, the Kabbalah began, the process of Kabbalah begins right away. אז אני שומע את כל אשת עכשיו, זה זה אני בקוסף השלישי.
All
idea
of
when you can't have
the
barn also? Is it what?
It's also
going to the
barn?
Yeah, pastors. Pastors, same child flies going to the barn too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're holding the Rambam here. Let's go back to the Rambam. We're talking a little bit, there's much more to say, but we're talking a little bit about Halacha of Zavala. Talking about the Tshuva Zechiyuv, either Ovi Zechiyuv or the Sanan Zechiyuv. This we haven't seen Rambam. We're here, but we're learning a little bit more. The Rambam, take a look. The Rambam says, "Ketan is rather noyim on Hashem. The Mokas Igmor Chatosim Mispanch Benecho. Vosisi Kach Bekach. The Rambam passes the Tzorach of Parat Achet. Vavei Nicham Di Boishi Bemaisa. Uelu Meni Chesed Ovaze. These are two Ikrim. Nicham Di Boishi is Charota. Uelu Meni Chesed Ovaze. That's Kabbalah Rabot. That's a Kabbalah. So here in this, in this halacha, the Charotah precedes the Kabbalah Rabot. Okay, do in Perek Beis, the Rambam reverses the order. Perek Beis halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Mahi Atuva, who she asked for Chet Chet of Bisiva Mi Machshavta." V'yigma B'libo Yishlo Yaseh Oid. Then my other boss at Akwe Bahu. Can I see the commander? Yes, very good. So here, in the Hulu, you have to know like this. The class only applies when learning, when learning Beiru Agro, so the going was didn't have too much ink. So the Bahu in the going means look at the end of the puzzle. And if you don't look at it, you're taking a chance. You might miss the whole point of the Bahu. The Rambam Lo Yadano. I don't know the clause of the B'chuvus in the Rambam, but the Rambam says B'chuvu, but the one here, in Frank Rambam, the Kitzvayat, or whatever they found, he didn't rely on the B'chuvu, he finished the Pasuk. Now let's see what it means. Amai Yatshuvu, let's see again. So Yazar V'chet Echetoi, V'Sirendu Mimachshavtoi, V'Yigmo B'libo Yishlo Yaseh Oid. Ya'oh. Shenem Ayazar Bosh Adakoi, V'Yishlo Yimachshav Yisov. He adds, "V'ish ovin machshavosav." So it's very clear that the two halves of the pasuk, "Ish da'akai," he adds, "V'osha da'akai," "V'ish ovin machshavosav," and these two things are what Ram just described. This to stop doing the avera, so he adds, "V'chadachetah," he says, "Stop doing it, leave it." Then Ram has these two words, his gevaltik two words, "V'yasivendu mimachshavtoi," remove it from his thoughts. Not to think about it anymore. Not to think about it. Certainly not to plan to do it. And something not to review what he did. B'chlal, Yisivendu Machshavtoi. All thoughts of the Avera should remove from his mind. There's a chele, an integral chele kashuva. And this, the Rambam here, learns that this is in the Pasuk, the two things in the Pasuk. Darkoi and Yishovin Machshavoisov. Darkoi is the Avera Poil. The Machshavoisov is the Yisivendu Machshavtoi, thinking about it. Yeah. L'maise, if you learn the Rambam Kashuva carefully, you find that he teaches Yisrael Machshavosav and Eloi find him too. After, I don't know, maybe we'll see about it on another occasion. Yisrael Machshavosav, look in Perek Zayin, you find a difference out there. That's about Tikkun HaMidos. They seem to teach Machshavosav differently. But that's this. The Chain, so the first stage, the first issue that he speaks about is a complete detachment from the Avera. Abandonment, Yazoi, Raziva, and detachment. Detach oneself from the Avera. Then he continues, V'chein yisnachai masho avar, shneem me'achiyach v'yishuv v'nichamdi v'achoyi v'odi sifakti ha'yorech. This is Charoto. So the Charoto follows Kabbalah Bo in Perek Beis. Right in Perek Beis. In Perek Aleph, the Seder is the other one. Yes, first Charoto, v'nichamdi 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 v'nichamd Let me just finish. And the end of the halacha, it says, then you have the halacha of Yodol of Deir Talumoy, Shal Yosob Zeh Achid Lelum. The Yodol of Deir Talumoy is the famous lesson. Shema Avolinei Ma'id. And the Queen of Avon, it's Kodesh. Elokein Lamas Yodenu. What does it mean? If we're here already, can we read over these words? Need a chat. What does it mean? Yodel of Deir Talumis. And what does it mean? Go back from the pasuk. So look, there's a Kesef Mishnah Lacha Mishnah. If we're here already, we're here to learn a little bit about Tshuvah. So we get back to Gemara. Not this one. Look at the Kesef Mishnah Rabbi Say. Ma Rai, you bring the pasuk. We know Ma'ed Elokein Lamasi Yodenu. It's the pasuk from the after of Shabbat Tshuvah. My raya, maybe me learn leima oid. Because poshut you learn that the shame is chol and the leima oid eloheinu lemasayedenu. We won't say eliyat or the statue masayedenu. Things that we make, we want to be mekabel belahus. It's a typical verzora. The leima oid eloheinu lemasayedenu. It's a poshut and a posul. Means we'll stop doing, we'll stop engaging in a verzora. The Rambam obviously learned it. So the Kesef says, what's the raya? What's up to b'chlal? Yesh leima tochi koma. Yikach le'ed, look at the Gevalt of the Kesef Mishnah, Yikach le'ed, L'Hashem Yisboach, Olov, Shlo Yoshuv, L'Achtoi Oid. Shneima, V'loi Noima Oid, V'chulu, Kloima. Tchila Shaposo, K'chui Mochem, Dlovi Mishuv El Hashem. Uma, Toimu, so he learned not like Esa, but I came to my heard that Elokein, the Kubi, is Kodesh, Kon Ramam. Ma Toimu, Noima, Elohein, L'Masa, Edeinu, Shriya, Ves, Gechovim. Hey, Pashtei, Drikov, in the beginning, K'chui Mochem, Dlovi Mishuv El Hashem, so he learned somehow that means to be made to take us both as an aid. What does it mean to take us both as an aid? What's it being made about? So look at the Mishnah says is kasha. We're talking about Eicha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoid Olav. He lo inisha abchir v'yodei. Shvoch is going to be made. He won't do it again. It gets involved in the Ram Shaila. We just talk about here. He didn't bechir. What does it mean? You Yoid Olav Nei Talumas. Kadosh Baruch Hu made. He won't do it ever again. So he said v'shloim asar kasamim the Mishnah. The Peyush Kach, Vishosho Esa Shuva Tsar Shikabal Olav, the Eid, Shashem Shosh, Yoshuv, was there a head, who are there for either Liz Shmai Vesores? Shikabal Olav Eidim, Shikabal Olav Eidim. How do we make it better? What does it mean? What does it mean? That when you say Yoid, the verb in what comes yoid has two. It could be simple verb and a transitive verb. Yoid means an aid is made. An aid is made. So it could be the future tense of an aid made. An aid is yoid. Aid yoid. Both will be made. It's not the very again. That's the whole musa geshver. What do you mean? Because all made won't do the very again. How can it be? What does it mean? But Mishnah says the yoid olav means to take as an aid. Like midan yalechem, there are other mishnayos in the fourth package of rules. Midan yalechem, midan yalechem means that I'm taking you, come be made for me. I'm making you an aid. It's not a simple verb. He is made, but the shav takes the kavvoch as an aid. Like it's like v'ido bom as a shvayim v'esaros. The last pasuk at the end of Vayelech. V'ido bom, I'll make the shvayim v'esaros into an aid. How do we make it better? So a kavvoch is an aid today about what? But what? So what's done with the house? So what's the noise? What's the noise of the English? What's he doing? So L'chayyad, the Tzirik from Lacha Mishnah, L'chayyad Lacha Mishnah means that Yod Olav Deir Talumis means that he's taking it as an aid. He's taking the Abish as an aid. It's a little scary, but he's taking the Abish as an aid after the sincerity of his intention. That's what it means. So Yoshev Zeachet Oid. And Smuchin is there, and this is not my vote, it's a... Shemat, it doesn't say Yod Olav because Baruch Hu Yideya. Well, this phrase, the Yideya Talumis, it doesn't say Yideya Asidois. If because Baruch Hu in his capacity is Yideya Asidois, it has to go Agadei Kach. So Yideya Asidois. Talumis is something which is hidden. So the Baruch Hu that knows Talumis Alev, the current Talumis Alev, not what's going to happen tomorrow. Talumis is not He's not referring here to tomorrow's event. He's referring to today. How deep? How deep is the tshuva? How profound is the tshuva today? Only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows if he got to the very core of his essence, and he's a shov ve'etzem. So Yodov ve'etzem alumos, he should try to be as sincere and profound and true as possible, and that's so that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can take Kadosh Baruch Hu's name today, that today is very sincere in his Shlo Yoshu. That's al derech lechem mishum tzad
de Rambam. Now I'm saying everybody has to do this, to do
Shulah,
part of the...
It does have to speak it out. How exactly... He's referring to a profundity of the tshuva, not that doesn't mean that we don't get involved number one in the shalom v'din b'chiyur, and it means that the tshuva should be profound. So that's not such a terrible chiddush anymore. Tshuva should be the sincere and profound. The poel mamish, what is it? How do you do it? I don't know. But even if not doing it, say about thyself.
What's he adding
from
in the beginning of the law? He said,
"Yigmar
believer,
shlo yaseh." Yeah, that's bullshit. Yigmar believer means he has to decide. I mean, arrive at a decision. And your dollar should be so profound that he should be in a position.
Deeper, not just superficial. He should really,
really. Yeah. Then he ends in the aloha, the last few words, with "Ochus vadeis v'sfalso v'loyim meynonos elu shugam believer." And these things that he decided upon. He has to enunciate. Lusvados v'sfasov loyim. This means a vidui. That's what says lusvados. Not loheish v'sfasov. He's telling lusvados means this is a vidui. To speak out what he just described, what he just described now is belief. He has to speak it out. Okay. So Al Kaponim, we're here just to find out that the super discrepancy whether the chavod comes before the vidui before the kabbalah in the seder volume or afterwards. Okay. The emphasis that Ben Yehuda says it depends. But Ben Yehuda begins shavu as navichos. When Chavotah precedes Kavodah, when Kavodah precedes Kavodah, I ain't shown Ben Yehuda. But that's the reason of the number.
Don't
some
Rishonim say that there's
Chavotah,
then Azizah, Vidoi, then
Kavodah? Chavotah, Azizah, between Chavotah and Vidoi? Chavotah goes together. Ben Yehuda identifies Chavotah with Vidoi. Vidoi with Chavotah. Puts it together. I don't know. Okay, as he has then everything's believed, that's good. And Chavotah is not part of the Bidui. But the Rambam certainly has it.
Rambam in Perkav, does he mention anything about
Azivah? Cool. Well, when you chesed over there.
Perkav.
Yeah. Okay, now take a look in Perkav. What?
Why isn't that Kabbalah? Why isn't that Kabbalah?
What did you ask?
Why isn't that Kabbalah? What's the
If he's not going to do it, so obviously, Azir means to stop doing it. And he says, I'm not going to do it again. So obviously, if he says, I'm not going to do it again, he has to stop doing it.
So then,
Perkav is also, the Azir and Kabbalah comes before the Chavotah, and Perkav, which is okay, Chavotah comes before the Kabbalah. In the Nusach HaVidu.
Saying Kabbalah always includes the
Zivas.
Why do we have to say the three things?
Who said the three things? I never said the three things. Halacha beis es asam mishalach vishu kabo choysol kengotum shvat olav veloshu choysol shnem asvat olav veskol avenes bnei Yisrael. Okay. Some shall have a chayav kol vesh of tayo akalas vachmoyes. In Rambam here, this is the Rambam which against the Gemara, and now in Porsche mutes it to be massive bid and still shver after everything. The Rambam here just anticipated. The Rambam says that some shall have a chayav on kalas without tshuva, and even though that's something which you associate with Rebbe, and it came out no mokum Gemara for this, but the Rambam had a mokum somewhere. Let's read the Rambam. Some shall have a chayav kol vesh of tayo akalas vachmoyes. Bein shalva bezod and bein shalva beshkogot. Bein shoydeloi, bein shoydeloi. Hakol miskabi b'sar mishalech. V'hu shosa tshuvo. Very good. Tshuvo is a prerequisite. Aval umo yosa tshuvo, ein nasom chabiloi, elo ala kalois. V'mayin ha kalois, mayin ha chamois. Ha chamois, ein shachayim nalien, mitzat berz din ha kores. Shavu asho, v'shnek av, v'shen bon kores, v'ya chamois. That's the Gemara we just saw, that we saw yesterday, which the Gemara says, has to have one man dorma holds. That chamois, the category of chamois includes, hus mitzat berz din, and Loisiso, the Rambam and the Rambam, the Gabbe, Yom Kippur, rejects that. He passed on the Baruch Hu Chapor. But the Gabbe, with regard to Samech Aleach, he beats on that distinction. Go to the Chamuris. Umay in the Kalos. Usham is Leisa, so the Mitzvah says, Yom Kippur, it's Hema Kalos. So come, that is just Rambam. The Gevaldi Gemayla, the Samech Aleach, it's not a Mitzvah. Kalos, Hakapor. Kalos, Hakapor, Kalos, Hakapor. Bizman Hazeh. Now we see it's a very interesting point out something here. Bizman Hazeh. Same as the Mitzvah Kayim, Elon Mitzvah Hapo, Enzo Melashuva. So we're missing we're missing not only what he's mentioned in the previous aloha, Soma Shalayach was a baby chason, but what we're missing. Malchus and Mrs. Bezdin, which also mechapim like the Rambam said before. The Rambam said before, Emes Kamelam b'mis also no b'mik yosim. Adas will be smandu. So, the Meister, but somebody that did any of those events, he's stuck. Mrs. Bezdin is a tikkun for him. And Malchus is a tikkun. And it's mechapim with Shuvah. And today, we don't have it. Kavon is still mechapim. Mechator is mechapim, we're missing them. Some shalayach, we doesn't go off a basis it. So we're missing all these things. That's why the Rambam says right away. That's the thrust of this Rambam. Atshuva mechaper is a kol averus. Until now, the Rambam is talking about tshuva as being a chiyuv to do tshuva. Chiyuv to do tshuva. Say vidui. And then right away the Rambam said, and tshuva is a prerequisite for the kapor that he mentioned here, kavas kaponos and the kapor of mises of bezit almato. But we didn't loy shamanu until here. The tshuva has itself the capacity to mechaper. And here the Ram tells you this big chiddush. And Lachem Gimel he says hatshuva is mechaper as a kol averus. And here it's the first here. To the rosha kol yom or bosa tshuva b'achoyne. I'm skiving loy shom dov b'mirishay shom b'mirishay rosha lekosha b'mshuva mirishay. So tshuva is mechaper. Then he tells something else. We don't have some shaleich. As much as Yom Kippur is mechaper. Lashovim. The Rambam here passes clearly not like Rebbe. He says it has to be only Lashovim. Atzma Shem Kibur Mechaper Lashovim. Shem Kibur Mechaper Lashovim. What does Shovim mean? What did he say? What's the Shuvah? Say Masa Tshuva. What means Lashovim? So it's very clear that these it means the person has to be a Shov. It's not the same. If somebody Mistomer, if somebody ate Nevelah b'Mezid, and he did it in the Rachmanis Lan, the Shuvah and the Beres too. And he does tshuva on the nevela, and he gets malchus. So Mistomer got kapara for the nevela. Mistomer, it could be a very specific kapara. He could be directed for that avera. There's no requirement that lo shamanu al kaponim. Lo shamanu that malchus al kaponim is going to be ineffective in terms of tshuva. In terms of kapara, if he has another avera. He's a visitor in a bargain, he's going to be something else. But here in Yom Kippur, emphasis not so bullshit. I'm saying, Lashovim. This idea my grandfather Mol said. Then say if he did Shuvah Nevera. A person can't pick and choose, he's doing Shuvah this Nevera, and he'll take Kabbalah to Yom Kippur on this. And something else he's continuing with. Continue with, talking about something that continues. Continues. So the man has to be a Shov. If he's a Shov, then Yom Kippur is Mechavim. This is not to be confused with what the Bali Musa is saying from Rabbi Shmuel really. And the Igreis talks about, and it's important to speak it out. Every year, not to get confused. What the Rabbi Shmuel and Rachel, they talk about in terms of Rabbi Shmuel. that a person has to be careful not to bite off too much, and not to aim too high, and not to be mitabel too many kabbalas. Because too much and too high doesn't last. So it's very important to emphasize that nobody ever gave license to continue doing averis. It wasn't in Mechuvin. And somebody says, this year somebody has a chas v'shalom, it's hard to give examples. Somebody has a problem, chas v'shalom, with a problem that creates three problems that impinge on the rice islam and so on. The baby made it, baby shogi. And pinch on three devices, I feel like three soon to abandon. Some is over to abandon. Also, it's a Russian, the Gemara says. Some is over to the same. It's a Russian. So you can't say, Elu Tosh and Samachtes, I'll take care of Nevele, and we'll leave Bosch Bechola for Ayin, and we'll leave something else for Ayin Aleph. Rachman on Sunday day. Can't do that. Nobody ever talked about that. That's not what the Medubah is. That's not what the Allah Bala Vedu was talking about. Somebody has to cease and desist from all the various. Immediately, this second. Immediately. There's no. What they're talking about is, first of all, something else entirely. What they're talking about is Lamoshal in Tikkun HaMidos. Tikkun HaMidos, in which it's only possible to change with a tremendous amount of effort, changing a person's habits. And there, can you do it? Anybody tried it, and even if you didn't try it, he said, no, that doesn't happen overnight. It's like somebody said, I don't know if I can play piano, I never tried. Right? It doesn't happen like that. It's not, when he tries, he's not going to know either. So there requires a tremendous amount of effort. So there they said, if you work on 10 different things at once, it's not going to happen. You have to concentrate and focus on a very limited amount of things and slowly make progress in increments of chavez, figuratively, millimeters of feet, and slowly but surely, first of all, make progress. That's number one, in terms of taking the meters. And number two, they're also talking about something else. They're talking about various which personality does, various which happen, not only dosh ba'kevo, but happen, they became part of a person's instinctive reaction about something. Again, I won't give examples, how to give examples. But there's a person that had, not only nasa had there, but became an instinctive reaction. So they're also, it's not very dull to uproot it. So a decision to not to do anything about it, to continue, chas v'shalom. Even passively to say, yeah, well, this year, one's enough for me. The person has to aspire to cease and desist from all of errors. Again, I can't emphasize it enough. But in terms of planning out a plan of change and what they call behavioral modification, which is very important to engage in, then you go slowly. Then the Aloha Dal Ram brings a book looking for Abba Bisha Sumaka Sakol Alakol, Vasa Guru Mechabe Shavesh Kabbalah Lame Shaitan. He brings a book looking for, don't read it. Achronim say already, Abba Samelech say that they suggest that the book looking for. The Rambam seems to tell me, could be the Gemara's Machlokes too. Didn't apply his man with the Sarmi Shalech. Sarmi Shalech had a Maile that was Mechabel Gam in everything. It's only this limitation. Where's the limitation? Limitation is in the priest of Mr. Bezdin. By Sarmi Shalech, it's Mechabel in everything. Everything. In Moshe Tshuva, on everything. Moshe Tshuva, on the Kalis. But it doesn't say on the Chamura, it's even with Tshuva, I mean, not with Tshuva, it's with Tshuva. It's Mechabel, period. The Einam Goyimim HaKaporo Ova, the Ram says, Ova, Christmas is Bezin V'Ozat Shuvah, Shuvah, Yankurim, Toilim V'Yisrael HaBoim, Olav, Goyimim HaKaporo. That's only, it's only a limitation that we have to, in Atma Shehir Mechaber. Let's see, I may have a shemesh over here. You have to tell me. I'm interested in the Chagas, I'm in the Ben Yehuda. Let's go back to the Gemara of Hashem. אם חשכו לך אכילו משקיבל אולו יהיה מכיפורים. So this everybody knows, this Rashi and Rabban, it's Masri, Mur, Arichus, that Im Chashecho is the Chibus Evidui. The Ram doesn't have it. I think after this we'll understand what they were Mechadish. It's the Ram. The Ram doesn't bring that Ram, the Im Chashecho, well, how the Ram ties Im Chashecho is not, I don't know, but let's take a look at the Ramban. Take a look at Perek Beis, Aloch HaZayin. That's the Yemi Kippurim is one to look at Kol Yochad and Rabbim, who creates Mechilu Sichel Yisrael. Two things, there's Man Tshuva, and the Kates means the culmination of Mechilu Sichel Yisrael. Okay, so time, an appointed time for Mechilu Sichel Yisrael. Lefichoch, since it's these two things, it's not Shuvah and Tehez, B'chilu Sichel Yisrael, says the Rambam, Chayov v'makal, this is not from Yisrael Yesen, Chayov v'makal v'ashe Shuvah, v'svad v'shem v'kipurim. It's just not so explained, it's double lesson. But here, mitzvah z'vido yem v'kipurim, sh'yaskel me'erev ha'yoyim, k'odim sh'yachol shem v'yachonim b'sud v'chayim sh'svad, v'abri sh'svad v'chayim sh'yachol chayim sh'svad v'chayim v'kipurim, avvis, v'chul. Okay, we'll come back to Rambam. Just this nekuda. Im chashecha, the word don't depend on Rambam. It's not as vidui. It's vidui minche, before he eats, the next video kind of Rambam is married. Maybe the Rambam wasn't going to say Im chashecha, maybe. Rashi has it, we have Im chashecha. Mishakiv al olav ayoyim. Sorry?
This is
before you eat. Say, we don't have that. אבל לא מחום יש שבעת קודם שאני יוכב ישראל.
זה נראה שזה מצווה
is after you meet Bessim. You get it? No. The Gemara says that there's a tzilach zachiv afterwards שם יירד והאלכוהול בסודו. שם יירד והאלכוהול בסודו. Which we'll see, we'll explain it, we'll talk about.
Where is the mitzvah with the Arab?
What? The Rambam says that the Rashi and Rabban, I forgot to bring it. The Rabban here in Chidush and Yuma speaks out the elaborate as this Rashi. And the Rabban says that the Iker mitzvah vidya of Yom Kippurim, not just Simon's also vidya, the Iker mitzvah vidya of Yom Kippur, which we learn from the Pasuk, Rabban brings the Pasuk, that Kivim is Echab Alechem, Daslem, Mikol Chosechem, live in Hashem to Tohu, like we spoke of the Yaseh Ben Yoyna, live in Hashem to Tohu, is a Chiv to be Metau oneself, that's the Iker mitzvah. And Yom Kippur is expressed by saying vidui, tshuva and saying vidui, an expression of vidui, which is an expression of tshuva. So, ego vidui is b'shekinesh hayom. Kidesh, ikonesh hayom b'tahara. Losh and Ramban, b'erich. So that is im chashecho. That's that im chashecho. That's igum mitzvah vidui. That's why many have the meaning to say vidui. Then the in this best manner, the tzibur says together with the shir tzibur, an official vidui, and even in other places they don't do it. So derechlal, the saying filozako then filozako is also vidui. In time that in with filozako in the im chashecho, this chiyuv meikir, which the kohen ban is a chiyuv, the rice of meikir din. Say vidui im chashecho. Oh, now chashecho always chashecho means chashecho like this means shkir. Rashi adds a few words. Rashi adds a few words. Mishikibul olav yemekipurim. So this is figured every year. That Rashi learns it's not totally on chashecho. Totally on mishikibul olav yemekipurim. Mishikibul olav yemekipurim means. Not before. Before Yom Kippur Mitzvah, Mechayim. Not before. So, but, Mishkiv Lov Yom Kippurim, one is Mechayim the Mitzvah Vidui. So it comes out from Divrei Rashi, that the Gabi was a big Machlokes Veshanim, right? Tosfos in Ksuvos, as we mentioned in Bekitzur. The Shalom Veshanim is the Zman of Tosef Veshabbos and Yom Tov, Bechol, as man in which one can be Mechayim the Mitzvah. Moshe can, Kid is not a Shalom, Kid is for a year. Not a Mitzvah. But Rosh, Brochus Asbach, can one be Mekayim Suda Shabbos? What's called in English, Megan Shabbos, Megan Early Shabbos. So I can Mekayim Suda Shabbos by Bizman Tosefos. So Shalom Rosh. The Sami Shem say no. Tosefos and Suda Shabbos is not. Tosefos and Suda Shabbos is the mitzvahs of Yom Tov HaTolu Yom Lailu. All mitzvahs of Yom Tov HaTolu Lailu. The Tosefos in the beginning of Pesachim says, like one in Matzo, and Matzah is totally unlilo, because like the Torah says, "Well, who's the boss of a lilo?" Is it shall we trace the whole other business? And not totally trace in tzubas. As simcha is also only a lilo. So trace is treated in tzubas for sure that the most of the mitzvahs of Yom Tov are not chal with trace b'shal with the kabbalas for service. So some is no chiyuv, and some is not mekayim them. Nevertheless, Rashi says, Mishikibul olav, one that is vidui. So if, again, Rashi didn't, in Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that this is the ikum vidui which comes to the possible vidui Hashem to Tov. He didn't say that. That's what Rabban says it. If it shall tzul Rashi the Rabban to Rashi, then he can conclude that according to Rashi, the mitzvah of living Hashem to Tov, he can be mekayim already after the Zman Kabbalah. That's after the Kabbalah. Right? If you don't shall tzul the Rabban, so then, somebody can be mefatvek and say, "Im chashecha mitkabolo." But not dafke. This is eager mitzvah vidui, which is learned from the pasuk of Lund Hashem Tov. So again, in Rashi, you have to be careful. So I'm pushing Rashi. Ramban, I don't think Ramban talks about kabolo. I didn't check it out. If you put together Rashi and Ramban, then you have it. So, you ready? Im chashecho. It doesn't mean the possible. It just says, So yeah, shus lachtoi ben a vidui vayyem. It shouldn't be any time. So between the vidui and the beginning of the day. So this is a vidui of afterwards the person goes into Yom Kippurim, he says the ksuvah. I mean, fair is not like Rashi. It's not with the Kabbalah for service before Yom. Yeah, and he says again, Mesad the Kaidim Achilu, Mesad the Ach Achilu Samach HaShecho, Mesad the Avis V'chol Yim. And this is Rashi. Rashi says, Im HaShecho means Mishikir Shayim. He doesn't like that. You don't, not to wait until Mishikir Shayim. That's being Mishikibo, Mishikir Shayim. Mishikir Shayim. Rashi says, he learned in Rashi, he's been with Ushtiyo, which is a Chobis. Okay. So Akoponim, so Lumaisa Givet, it's not that Mucha that we have a wife, either from Rashi or from Rabban Kshuma, we're not a wife from Rashi. That after Kabbalah for service, Shabbos Yontov, you can have the mitzvahs. Could be the special mitzvah vidui here. It's not the, maybe we do different.
Okay.
What? Before, definitely before, yeah. Yes, Mam Shanaim, even came to see between the Mechogis one, between the Ban and the Rashi, the way we have it.
So right. The was clearing in Rashi is whether or not in the kind of mitzvah of lifting Hashem Kitaro or it's a mitzvah deraisa.
It's a mitzvah of Yom Kippur, and Rashi says mitzvah kibbutz zayim. So that means you can have other mitzvahs of Yom Kippur or other mitzvahs of Mishnah.
What was the
sefer?
What was it clearing Rashi? Whether you
could be only vidui, could be anything not.
As opposed to,
yes, apart from Rashi, it's hard to bring a Raya, because Vidu is living, the committee of Dorma is living here. Could be the Chachomim of Machai, but Mrs. Vidu right away in the beginning. The first video of Mishach HaShecho is the rest of the Rashi, not sure. Could be, I'm not sure. Now, Avraham Chachomim is Adel Kem Shecho V'ishte Shem Bat Tzav Zayt V'Sudo. Here is Machlok Rashi and Rami, what it means. Rashi says, Shem Tov Tate Bach Bashichus. The Rambam says, Shem Yichonik. Rashi means, it's talking about that. So according to Rashi, the Choshash is, he won't be in the matzah to say, Vidu, he missed him the whole day, I don't know, 24 hours. And so Yom Kippur will come and go without, he's having said Vidu, he says a Vidu now. And he'll get Kippur, Yom Kippur tomorrow, the next day. According to Rambam, the Rambam says, Shem Yechonik. Yechonik means it will choke to death, not to choke him to survive. Obviously. So Shaul is what? So we always ask the Shaul, so what do we gain? What's in between? What do we gain? How's he have Yom Kippur if he's not alive when Yom Kippur comes? That's always the Shaul. So, end of the Veda. So first, now listen, we come back to the Lashon of the Rambam here. The Rambam says, Figo chayov in ha-kolas and shuvah l'shvadu. It says, Zechir to say, Vidu in the Dutu and Mishvadu Yom Kippurim. To Dutu and Mishvadu Yom Kippurim. Then look at the Lashon Rambam. Mitzvahs vidu yemek yibum shiyaslo me'evim v'hayyem kem shirichal. The Rambam says before that the when we say vidu yimincha, evim kippur, when we claim this mitzvah, the l'ficho chayov ma'akul ashul l'svadois, and we begin to claim that, chayov in l'svadois, evim kippur. That's the food. And Rashi, it's lav dafke, no, but it's not lav dafke, it's lav dafke. We're just being cautious. In case something happens, he will have said vidui. It's not that because of the mitzvah. It's a vidui which will enable him to get kapos yom kippurim. Because the Rambam is making the mitzvah, foolish in the Rambam. Mitzvah is a vidui she asked me erev ayeim. Kedem she yachashim chonek. So it could be that the Rambam learned after hearing the Gemara that in the Chinambi, we're not talking about kapos here. But the Rambam said two things. Back to the beginning of the Locha. Yom kippur is about tshuva l'kol, Kes mechilus licho. Lefichoch, since the time of tshuva, and it's the time kes mechil, and the time of mechilus licho, lefichoch, therefore, chiyav mechilas tshuva, ulisvat yom kippurim. So somebody that does all that, does tshuva, and says vidin yom kippurim to the time of tshuva, and he will be zeichet the kapos yom kippurim. Somebody that unfortunately doesn't survive and live in the yom kippurim, but he said vidin yom kippurim, so it could be with mechilas the mitzvah vidui. Because if I'm learned from the Gemara, that every Yom Kippur shayach to Yom Kippur in terms of the Chayav Machal Lizvados, the Shubal Lizvados. The Zman for Tshuva and Vidui could be Mekayim Erev. It's also a Chiddush, but it's a little bit easier. That's one. So the other thing is, there'll be Zeichet that Kippur Yom Kippurim afterwards too. Even if he's not around, if he's not in Bein Echaim. And yet, the Gemara says in Pashat Eglo Ufo, says Kapo Lam Choy, the Sefer says Kapo Lam Choy, says Shabbatis Hashem. Lam Choy Elu Achaim, Shabbatis Elu Amesim. So it's a Musa for Kapo. Hagam the Gemara says Elosh and Kapo Amesim, but the Sefer says Shabbatis Elu Amesim. Shach the Kapo Amesim. So that's also something you could think that if you said Vida Evim Kippur, Evim Kippur maybe Dafka, I don't know how long before, and it comes Evim Kippur, but all you can be saying the Kapo Evim Kippur. So one of the two is Lukhay, one of the two things are the same. Yeah.
The video is Erev Yom Kippur is Teraisa?
The Rambam's mitzvah is the video of Yom Kippur. It doesn't say that it's Teraisa, it just says a Chiyuv. The Bon, Teraisa, whatever it is, whatever it is, it says, mitzvah is the foolish Rambam, that's not me. She has told me Erev. Erev for you. We just went through that. The chashecha doesn't appear in the Rambam at all. Rambam doesn't have chashecha. Doesn't say that. Rambam has a video before mincha. The next video is Maariv. Now, next, let's see if we make us whole here. Now I have a line here which, what? Now I have a line here in the verse which we just spoke about. Our piece is vada came to Ochal Vishoso. Miss Vada. Lacha Shayoko Visha Shama Yuet Vaka Kola Bisuda. According to Rashi Rabban, this is referring to the Vidu Im Chashecho. Rabban is Mefurish. Rabban is Mefurish. Rabban speaks out, what's the Chashash? The Gemara speaks out here, Shama Yuet Vaka Kola Bisuda, and Mashenki invited, because really, if we could be sure of ourselves, if everybody, Chayza could be sure, if Chazal could have been sure of us, that between the Vidui and Mincha, which is usually Mincha Gdolah, and Chilas Hayom, so nothing happened, everybody maintained the massive of Dusha and Tahir and the Kiyus, then there would not be a mitzvah of Vidui Im Chashecho, according to Rabban says, because that video is good. A few hours before, it's like a few minutes before. If a few hours before, he said video a few hours before, then he continues into Yom Kippurim. And that matter is also good. But since, but forget, Shema Yud Vah Kol Besuda means something happened. Whatever. Chasu Shalom. Kalu Chavu, whatever happened. So therefore, I have to say video again in order to be Mekayim the Inyan of going into the day. Miteich Shuvo. The Arab which is about then there's a... And then there's the chiv of saying vidu in Maariv, in Arvis, that's poshut. So the coin Rabban, the chiv of mitzvah, the vidu of Yom Kippurim proper, begins with the vidu in Maariv. The two viduyim, the vidu we said before, is the Likonis Layoim B'tshuva. comes again with tshuva. And the reason I have to say it twice is because before the achilu, because the achilu might shami chonek the time factory. After the achilu, because shami yirat alkohol besulta. Then the ikar mitzvah yoyim begins with ma'ariv. According to Rabban, according to Rambam, there's only one mitzvah vidur. So mitzvah say vidur and yom kippur. But since in the sulta chas v'sholom shami chonek, so the Chazal instituted a mitzvah vidur for everybody. To begin to become the mitzvah already before the sulta. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah vidur yom kippur. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick up from here, and if we have time, we'll talk about the zman libur. I'm